Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Hold on a minute. Here we go. I wanted to start out with this music from the Australian rainforest. I hope you can hear that well. So that's a website I found on Australian rainforest, and that was my favorite one to start us out. This welcome, I just love it that we're here. I'm really excited about today. There's a lot going to happen, and my heart is so full of joy because I feel better. And I want to thank any of you that offered healing prayers for me and my husband, because we had a really sick week. So thank you very much. And I'm sure that that helped a lot. And today I'm starting to feel wonderful again, which is great. So I'm very excited about today. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. Loving awareness. Even when I say those words today, my heart just warms up and explodes. So take a deep breath into that loving awareness that is intentionally brought here. And welcome yourself. And the call-in number is 909-533-8401. And I would love for you to call in. And even if you're here on the studio not saying anything, that's fine. It would be lovely to see that someone else is here with me. And if you want to say something, that's fine too. Okay, so let's take some deep breaths and bring ourselves right here. And right here on the planet today is Australia's rainforest. So I have some music for it, and I don't know if you could hear it very clear or not. I hope so. When I listen in, I'll find out, and then I'll know if it's okay to do it that way again or not. And also invite you to go to pictures of Australia's rainforest. Just put that in your search engine. And you'll come up with the very first section will have 7 or 8 pictures of Australian rainforest. And underneath that grouping, there's a little line that says more Australian forest rainforest images. And if you click on that line, you will get loads of pictures, gorgeous pictures of Australian rainforests. And I think that those are of 6 of Australia's rainforests. And there are pictures of bugs and animals and birds and waterfalls and rivers and trees, of course. Rainforests are full of trees and people, and it's just awesome. It's a wonderful way to have a whole page full of these pictures, and you can click on each one and they'll get bigger, and you can explore farther if you want. But here you can see and you can touch the screen and imagine you're touching those things. And you can imagine scents that are there in the rainforest. And you can talk to the rainforest and ask it to reveal its secrets to you. And ask the birds and the animals to reveal secrets to you. So that's part of this program today of spring's energies, because the rainforest is full of them. And there's also the sounds of the waters and the sounds of the rain every day, and the ability of the rainforest to absorb the rain constantly, because it rains in the rainforest every day. So that's why I chose rainforest for our connection to the planet today. So I invite you to go there and have those pictures open for yourself. Oh, and the flowers, too. It's just really beautiful. And breathe in. Breathe in the energy of all those pictures. And breathe in with your galactic breath. Breathe in through your heart, noticing your heart. Noticing the heart pump. Noticing the different parts of your heart. Noticing the energy of your heart. Breathing in through your heart, through Earth's heart at the core of Earth, and through the galactic heart in the core of the galaxy. And being inside the very heart of the divine, the cosmic divine source. Breathing all that in, holding it in your pineal gland, and releasing. Ah. Wow. That delicious love breath from the excitement of the rainforest and the excitement of what we're going to talk about today. Can you feel it? Can you feel it throbbing through you? Well, not throbbing, but vibrating through you and having that warm love energy and your heartbeat going, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the Earth's heartbeat going, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the galaxy, I love you, I love you, I love you. And the divine source, I love you, I love you, I love you. Yes. We are each so lovable and so unknown on this planet in our lovability. In the essence of the love that we are. So take another deep breath, galactic breath, and filling your pineal gland, holding it, and releasing. Bringing your energy down into your body as you release. Down through your head and your neck. Down through your chest and your arms and your torso. Down through your waist and your hips. And your sexual energies and down through your legs and your feet. And then just below your feet, down through your earth star, grounding you into the earth. And the earth star sending a golden silver braided cord down to the center of earth and grounding you completely in yourself for these moments, these special moments that you are blessing yourself with. And that spirit has blessed me in offering them to you. From my heart to your heart. I still have a little problem breathing. Okay. Breathing in again, one big last deep breath. All the way to your pineal gland. And back out through your pineal gland, down your spinal cord. And thank you, thank you, thank you for coming back into your body even more, being more and more present. Because the only time that something can change is if we're in the present moment, if we're alive inside our bodies. And that's what we want, is change. So, okay. Keep looking at those pictures and enjoying. And the first thing we're going to talk about is a new movie documentary from FMTV, which is Edible City. It's a new movie documentary that talks about better choices that we have. And we often think that there are no other choices available. But that's what Living Eden is about. Is about bursting open infinite possibilities. That whenever you come to the end of a space that says there's no more choices and none of these choices work, so you're dead in the road. Oh no. There are infinite possibilities. And one thing that I could share with you about that is this last week while I was so sick, I had decided to, I don't know how I did this, feeling so sick because I was really a mess, decided to switch my cell phone to a different service. And I had a iPhone 4 and didn't know that Apple had, from iPhone 4 back, had locked people's phones. When you bought your phone, it got, the SIM card got locked to the carrier that you bought the phone from, which meant that you couldn't switch carriers unless you got a new phone. And I didn't want to get a new phone. My husband just got laid off from work. We just had a big vacation, and we have to learn now how to live a different way than we've been living. And one of my ways of doing that was getting a different carrier, that, and this carrier was going to cost a lot less. So I decided, well, since I can't use this phone, that means they're telling me I have to get a new phone. But the, I refused. I'm not getting a new phone. I don't know what I'm going to do. I know that all of their reasonings were there's no other choice. That's what you have to do. But I was mad. So I just said, okay, I'm just going to sit and let this gurgitate for a little while and see what happens. And the next day I was talking to my girlfriend and she said, oh, you know what? I just got myself an iPhone 6 and I will send my iPhone 5 to you and you can use that. So in great gratitude to her, she sent me her old, for her old, iPhone 5, which was is absolutely perfect. And I got a free telephone and I got my new carrier. And that was not one of my infinite possibilities, that would have happened exactly that way. So, and now there's this new movie around food, Edible City movie. And it's a film documentary highlighting the major issues in our broken food system, no longer providing us with the quality food our bodies need. Although in a lot of places, they're really listening and working on that. And I honor all the places that do. Now, this movie has a diverse cast of extraordinary characters taking back their power of choice. And we have a lot of people doing that. A lot of people around the planet. Edible City showcases the capability of grassroots level change that's transforming the health of local communities and nourishing a sense of belonging and achievement, motivating individuals to take charge of their own food supply through communal food gardens. And their achievements are nothing short of inspirational. And this movie is now available on FMTV. So you can watch it now and get inspired. Yes. Even a little tiny garden for individuals that you put on your back porch or right in your backyard that is on stilts if you need to be. That's what I need. And just grow some herbs. Grow some types of foods that you can use to feed your souls and your bodies with real nutrition. So I'm motivating you to go watch this movie. I have not seen it yet. I saw the trailer, which was fabulous. And not only does this get people growing their own foods and saying to the crappy food, we don't want you. You better start listening. And make it affordable. So, affordable for everybody, not just people who can spend $7 or $8 a pound or a stick for asparagus or something. So, that's what's going on. People are deciding to do that for themselves. They're claiming that they are, they are not the fringe. We are not the fringe. We are the cutting edge. We are the power. And if we don't use our power, we'll feel powerless and we'll be used by those who are using their power. Okay? So I'm encouraging you to know you're not the fringe, that you are the cutting edge, and that there's infinite possibilities, and that you are that infinity. So FMTV also just started being on television itself. I just saw that today, so I have not checked it out yet. But FMTV.com, or look up how you can watch FMTV on your television. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to share with you today was the latest Smithsonian magazine. On the very last page had something to me that was very interesting for the show, because it It's about airplanes. Now, I'm going to... And the name of the article is The Light Stuff. It's about a future in the making, which is what we're doing. Everyone who's conscious and choosing, we're making our future, and we're making it different than our past, because our past will not sustain itself. And we're worth more. And our planet is worth more. And everything on it is worth more. And we are going to be living in the worth more. So if there were a reason to sleep on a seat that converts to a toilet, circumnavigating the world in a solar-powered plane, might be it. The revolutionary solo aircraft imagined by the psychiatrist and round-the-world balloonist Bertrand Piccard, and designed by an engineer named André Borschberg, will, Borschberg predicts, change the way we think about energy. Yippee. We are changing that, and I honor all the ways we are changing that, and here's another way. Solar Impulse 2 weighs as little as an SUV, but boasts a wingspan greater than a Boeing 747. It's built of carbon fiber with 17,000 solar cells in the wing and tail. During the day, the cells on the wing supply the motors with energy and charge lithium batteries, which power the plane at night. Top speed is a pokey 87 miles per hour, but the maximum altitude is a heady 28,000 feet. It's scheduled to take off in March. Now, I didn't check whether it has or not. From Abu Dhabi, the plane is set to fly east over Asia and the Pacific and to cross the United States this month before returning to the United Arab Emirates this summer. The itinerary depends on the weather. Sunshine, after all, is a must. Borschberg and Piccard will take turns piloting, and each is prepared to spend 5 or 6 days and nights in the air at a time. The Swiss pilots will eat food akin to astronaut fare. Listen to Leonard Cohen recordings and use self-hypnosis to regenerate and sleep less. And this is a quote from Piccard. People believe they have to reduce their lifestyles to protect the environment, says Piccard. We want to demonstrate that clean technology can achieve the impossible, protecting the environment, creating jobs, and making profit for industry. Right there, whole new brain surges of energy, opening up possibilities of mind to even think. We've been taught that clean technology is impossible to take care of the planet, that it's too expensive, which is not true. Even some clean technology is totally free. So, and that we can protect the environment and create jobs and profit for industry. We need all of that. We're not trying to obliterate all of that. We're trying to do it a different way that has a different mindset to it. Mindset is extremely important. So this is a whole new mindset they're offering. And yay for them. Yay for them. Everything starts somewhere. And they've certainly started something huge. So I invite you to check that out, too. Smithsonian, the last page this month. You can probably find it online, too. Just look up, maybe look up Borschberg and Piccard's new airplane. Some of you might want to follow it too. That would be fun. Okay. The next thing I wanted to introduce for you is morphogenesis. Quite an exciting program. Morphogenesis, offered by the Children of the Sun. You can go to childrenofthesun.com. And their new program is called Morphogenesis. And you can enroll for free. There's a lot to do for free. When you enroll, you get a free access to their podcast subscription. So everything that they're doing will be broadcast on the free podcast subscription. But you can also create your own program with all that they have to offer and pick and choose. Now, this program unlocks your body universe, because our body is a universe too. Everything's holographic. So even a tiny thing that you can't see already holds everything, which is impossible for us to understand, but it's true. Unlock your body universe to experience a brand new reality of a much more colossal nature. We are way more colossal than we've even begun to touch by touching a nose on ourselves. Maybe that's as much as we've done. I don't know. Maybe that's not even as much as we've done. No key is needed. This is sacred alchemy, triggered through the elixir of expanding perception. Perception, perception, perception. Overriding the human genetic code, activating dormant DNA encodement, catapulting into limitless realities, actualizing your brilliance, shifting into immortal resonance, shifting into immortal resonance. Unlock from the code of time and experience yourself self as a creator god. Morphogenesis is an educational curriculum designed to accelerate your transition into avatar consciousness. An avatar is recognized as a sort of superhuman due to his or her actualized supernal knowledge and mastery over the human program. This program focuses extensively on opening the biological crystalline seals, through a series of synergistic unlocking mechanisms purposed to activate dormant DNA encoding. You are guided through an alchemical formula developed around a systematic process of release from the main carnal blocks that keep you bound to the human story. And there's going to be the free podcast subscription, so you can do it that way. It's 9 months. It's a 9 month program. There's going to be MP3 audio activators offered, DNA activation sessions, and star codes of art. And there's a lot of things that you can pick out and look at and decide if you want them in these audio activators and DNA activations and star codes that are, you would, I don't know exactly how the free podcast is going to work, but you can buy these things also for nominal fees, really. It's amazing. What she's offering in 9 months for free through the podcast and for anything else that you want to pay for is incredible. It's priceless. It's unbelievably priceless. So breathe into those things. Morphogenesis. There's 7 seals and 7 modules. And the opening of the 7 internal crystalline seals activates the dormant DNA encodement. And the formula, the alchemical formula that they've designed is a 9-month gestation. You're going to be pregnant with your greater potential self. So you can commit to an entire program, to the entire program, or just to one individual module at a time and continue for whatever weeks you want. It's been designed to be super fun and part of your spirit play. And they'll be delivering an all-new content and codes of bliss. And supported with some super amazing evolutionary tools. So, I invite you. I signed up. I'm signing up for the whole thing. This is like, to me, magic. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what my show is about. This is, you know, I've been feeling lately that I'm not coming across the show, coming into the show. I'm not giving enough. It's like stagnant. Not stagnant, but not bursting enough. And then I saw this and I'm like, oh my God, she's done it. It's amazing. So I'm in being grateful that I have been a Wayfair energy for all this show has been a Wayfair energy opening up doors for everything that's happening on this planet and giving it extra energy and extra insights and phenomenal spirit to go ahead and keep creating a living Eden that we can't even imagine. It just, we get to imagine it little by little. As we find, as people like the children, like Kiara from Children of the Sun, as people like her open up things like morphogenesis, and people like Borschberg and Picard create this incredible airplane and have these views. And people who created the documentary, Edible City, and people who created the TV program, FMTV, Food Matters TV. It's a wonderful place to belong to. Their documentaries are just fabulous. And anytime we get depressed or down or can't think ahead of ourselves and think that there's no answer to our situation and like have a gray cloud all around us. Just connect in with any of these things that have been, that I've presented here over the last, I think it's almost 2 years now. And let them reinvigorate you and touch your brain and your heart and your spirit so that you know that you're loved and anything is possible. Okay. There was one other thing I wanted to play for you. I don't know if it'll work for you to hear it. But right now, let's go back to Australia's rainforest pictures and regather that energy again. That sight of those all those different pictures. Animals and bugs and trees and waterfalls and rivers and rocks and ferns and people and, oh, it's just so wonderful. Feel that. Breathe into it. Know that's yourself. Yes, know that is yourself. All those pictures. All those things I brought up today. It's you.
The laws that men have to do give great clues to the way the physical reality works. Jaguar is seldom seen, but you can sense her all of the time. This one is a grand initiator, helping many who choose to imagine and deeply relax to see in the dark, and to cross over into the quantum matrix of the unified field. She's pure magic. The jaguar is a power symbol for many tribal shamans and the indigenous. This cat is a grand master of thresholds. It maintains mastery over the land. It also moves with ease across the divides, separating land and air, land and sea. In a sense, the jaguar moves from matter to spirit, and then back to matter again. As if it lives on a bridge between worlds, a master of both. This call to us the energy of Jaguar and your shaman self.
That's just an example of some of the sound and meditation that you can be part of in this program, this morphogenesis program. There's so much that is so beautiful that I want to live there. I want to live there. That way, that's my life. Any moment I'm a jaguar. And a jaguar can go back and forth in any moment between the physical and the spiritual. And you won't be able to see it until it decides to show itself again. And that's only one creature. So take another deep breath. And we're going to do a meditation in the rainforest. We are in the rainforest, in those pictures, in the rivers flowing, in the rain falling, dripping off the leaves, in the birds singing and calling, in the monkeys sounding, in the waterfalls roaring, in the flowers blooming, in the light on the top canopy of the trees drawing in the sunshine, in the trunks of the trees growing down into the earth. We are the people of these lands, the spirits of these lands. We are the bugs. We are the sounds. We are the birds, the amazing birds, the butterflies, amazing butterflies. There is a butterfly called the Ulysses butterfly. I think it also has another name, but right now I can't pull that out. But it's brilliant blue on its backside, and underneath side it's brown. So that when it's flying, it looks like it disappears and then comes back. So that's a really cool, and we're that. And we're the ferns. And we're the kinkajous. And we're this amazing creature that I saw here in the pictures. Where is it? Here it is. I never saw anything like it. It's an underwing moth. It's a skull-faced caterpillar of the Australian rainforest. And it's literally a skull-faced caterpillar. It's incredible. So keep with those pictures. And breathe. And calling in all those energies of all the rainforests across the planet and all the energies of spring. All over the planet, on our side of the planet where spring is. And the energies of spring in the hearts and earth of the other half of the planet that is in winter. That we're just getting out of. And calling in the energies of the cutting edge. That we are not the fringe, we are the cutting edge. Calling in that consciousness, empowering us immensely. Calling in the Edible City movie. And the FMTV. And Borschberg and Picard. Their incredible courage and wisdom and inspiration. And the huge energies of the Morphogenesis program. calling in all of those energies inside of the divine source heart and the goddess of compassion, part of the God source heart. Her heart is the heart with wings. Her heart is the violet flame. And it is the heart with wings. The kingdom, her kingdom of compassion, is the kingdom of the heart, home of the triple flame of transmutation, love, wisdom, and power, dancing in balance, radiating translucence. The heart with wings of violet flame, transmuting the capacity for freedom, releasing the cause, effect, and memory of the unforgiven, the unreleased, the disturbance, the block, the holdout to love, the one last thing before I can really awaken, embracing everything you've forsaken, calling it all back in to be healed in the light of her compassion, her love, the violet flame, the power of transmutation, the heart with wings. The divine source heart. Breathing in with all of that. You are the heart with wings. You are the goddess of compassion. You are the power of transmutation. And the rainforest is a perfect example of that. So we are inside the heart with wings, in the violet flame, being transmuted. And so is the whole planet. Take a few minutes to breathe into that and feel it and experience it with smell and sound and sight and touch. Find yourself a beautiful picture online of the violet flame. And touch your own heart and feel. And hold hands in your imagination around the world. Around the world, and if there's enough of us, as many times as we can around the world, And being in the center of that, as the heart with wings. And blessing all, and healing all, and transmuting all, minds, bodies, and souls, and spirits. And feel the Christ consciousness grow inside you. And your heart beats, all moving through the consciousness grid. And here we are, the resurrection and the light. And so be it. So be it. And next week, we will have Stacy Goforth and Belinda Salva as our guests of honor, which I'm very excited about. They have been on the show before, and they're going to share with us more of what their journey has been like since then. They create energy-infused Swarovski crystal jewelry. And much more, actually, but that is their biggest focus. And they're going to do a energy clearing, also as a gift to each of you. And a lot of sharing of their journey and their growth and how wonderful it is to hear. As they get excited, feeding off of each other. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget, send questions for Stacy and Belinda and me. We need you. You're important. We love you. This has to be a journey that we all take together, not just listen to while somebody else does it. This is a journey for all of us together. So don't be afraid to call in, to send your questions, to share how your life is living Eden, how you're making your life be living Eden, and to share what challenges you have in that, and that you know they're just a challenge, and be loved, and lift us up, share how important we are to you, and thank you. Thank you for your inspirations and your questions and your sharings and who you are and how you are living your life on this planet. I love you. I love you. I love you. You are important. So, again, I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.